In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please turn to hymn 42, and let us stand and sing stanza 1, hymn 42. Lesson from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Therefore I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. What is a creed? What are the creeds of the church? We know the Apostles' Creed and the Nicene Creed. We're quite familiar also maybe with the Athanasian Creed. All of them are statements of faith about God the Father who created us, God the Son who redeemed us, and God the Holy Spirit who sanctifies us. A creed can be as short as two simple words, Jesus, Lord, or it can be much longer. It comes from the Latin word credo, which simply means I believe. It is a statement that says, I believe this, not in the sense of I think, I wish, or I hope, but I am convinced, I am absolutely certain, I am persuaded, so that I would die before I would deny this truth. This conviction comes from the Holy Spirit, as our text says. No one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. When we say the Apostles or Nicene or Athanasian Creed, we are stating what we believe, what we are convinced of from Holy Scripture, because the Holy Spirit has worked this faith in our heart. Our Christian brothers and sisters who are being martyred around the world are willing to die for the name of Jesus, for the faith in the triune God, rather than denying the Redeemer who saves us all from our sin by his death on the cross. This morning we look at another confession of faith that the Christian church has been singing for 1,700 years, the Te Deum Laudamus. It was written about the year 400 in what is today the country of Serbia. Martin Luther listed the Te Deum as a creed of the Christian church because it clearly teaches about the triune God and Christ our Savior. There have been many musical settings of the Te Deum through the centuries by famous composers, Handel, Mozart, Mendelssohn, and many others. And there are also many hymn settings. We opened chapel with one of the more recent ones, God, We Praise You. In these hymns, we sing God's saving work, and we join with the whole church in heaven and on earth in praising God for that wondrous salvation. Please turn to hymn 45. Martin Luther also wrote a hymn setting of the Te Deum. And note how the hymn opens with the praise of God from angels, both cherubim and seraphim. They sing the song from Isaiah chapter 6, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, Sabaoth, the armies of heaven. Today let's sing just the first page of this hymn, hymn 45.
Thank you.
Please turn to hymn 43. This is a hymn setting of the Te Deum that comes from the Roman Catholic tradition in Austria. Look at verses 3 and 4. These verses speak about the church on earth joining in that song of the angels. Apostles, prophets, and martyrs all sing their praise to God, again acknowledging God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Hymn 43, let us sing verses 3 and 4. Please turn to page 115 in the front part of the hymn book. The Te Deum is often sung during the morning service called Matins. And the next verses go on to proclaim the work of Christ as Savior, being born of the Virgin Mary, defeating death, sitting at the Father's right hand, and coming again to judge the world. These are really the same teachings as in the Apostles' Creed. Born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead, ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. Here we are saying, I believe that Jesus did all these things for me. Let's sing the verses of the Te Deum only on page 115. Please turn to hymn 44. This is a translation of a Norwegian setting of the Te Deum. It was hymn number 1 in the old Norwegian Synod hymn book. The closing verses of the Te Deum are prayers that God would bless his people, be with us this day, keep us without sin, and bring us to eternal glory. We can be sure of heaven because God is merciful through the work of our Savior Jesus Christ. And that is why he calls us saints or holy ones. And that is why we will not be confounded or disappointed, but trust in God's sure promise. This Te Deum is a creed, a statement of what we believe. We also use it to praise God for all that he has done for us. And at the same time, it instructs and comforts us with the gospel that Jesus overcame the sharpness of death for us and the promise that God is merciful and by his grace he will bring us to glory everlasting. Let us stand and sing hymn 44, verses 10 through 13. Let us pray. We praise you, O God. We acknowledge you to be the Lord. Send your Holy Spirit into our hearts that we might, in true faith and sure hope, confidently confess Jesus, born of the Virgin Mary, as our Lord, who has redeemed us with his precious blood. O Lord, save your people and bless your heritage. Make us to be numbered among your saints in glory everlasting. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Thank you.